Looking back at what we covered today, a few themes stand out. The identity verification story and the open models discussion are not separate conversations. They're two sides of the same structural question about what happens when users decide they don't trust the terms of a proprietary AI relationship. Anthropic is making a bet that identity infrastructure and safety positioning justify the friction. The open model community is making a bet that capability parity makes the friction unnecessary. Both bets might be wrong in different ways, and we laid out the signals to watch.
The Apertus Sovereign AI announcement is worth tracking over the next 6 months. The history that the Munich 1991 post covers is a reminder that the foundational ideas behind today's AI systems took decades to propagate from academic workshops to production infrastructure. Apertus is trying to compress that timeline for European institutions. The question of whether they can maintain competitive capability while operating under open governance is genuinely unresolved, and the EU AI Act creates a regulatory backdrop that could either accelerate or complicate their path.
On the system side, memory-safe inline assembly is a quiet but meaningful advance. If it matures into a pattern that can be adopted in production code bases, it potentially extends the safety benefits of languages like Rust and PhilC to the performance-critical corners of code that have historically required unsafe compromises. That's exactly the kind of incremental improvement that doesn't get headlines, but shapes what's possible in security-sensitive infrastructure 5 years from now.
And the personal stories, the fraud job post, the WiggleGram accident, the 3D printer postcards, the accessible gaming setup for someone living with spinal muscular atrophy. These are reminders of why HN works as a community. The range from rigorous systems research to a person carefully explaining how they use eye tracking and custom controllers to play video games is not a bug in the curation. It's the point. Human experience with technology in all its dimensions.
Before we close, a quick time capsule moment. A few weeks ago, we said that companies betting heavily on EV futures could face significant losses if adoption slows, and that's partially aged well. Some EV-focused companies have seen stock declines, but the nuance is that the story is deeply regional. Adoption is slow in the US, but accelerating in China and parts of Europe. The EV transition is happening, just unevenly, and we also said defense stocks would clearly benefit from current tensions. Turns out that's complicated too. Initial gains have been partially offset by demand destruction concerns from broader economic slowdown signals. We'd rather be honest about that than pretend we called it perfectly.
As always, everything we covered today came from the Hacker News community at news.combinator.com. If any of these stories caught your attention, the linked articles are worth reading, but the comment threads are where the real depth is. The fraud job post at david.newgas.net with 263 comments, the Claude identity verification discussion with 649 comments, the Dino desktop thread with 189. These are conversations worth reading in full. Go find them at news.ycombinator.com.
We want to close with genuine thanks to the tools that make this show possible. Claude Code by Anthropic handles our script generation and production automation. There's a certain irony in using Anthropic's tooling to cover an episode that's partly about Anthropic's policies, and we're aware of that. And Perplexity handles our real-time topic discovery and research, which is what lets us turn a morning's worth of HN posts into a structured episode. We're grateful for both of them. If you enjoy broader current events coverage, geopolitics, markets, and global stories beyond the tech world, check out our companion show, The Intelligix Daily News. It's a natural pair with what we do here.
For Marcus Rodriguez, I'm Sarah Chen. We'll be back tomorrow with whatever the HN community decides matters next. Read the comments.